the rest of the story. It is called the Haskell Free Library and Opera House. Actually, there's a full-size opera house on the second floor, the library's on the ground floor, and legal proceedings are sometimes held on the premises. Nothing big, really, until 1984. That's when they finally caught Clement Degano, an accused smuggler. The media turned out in full force to cover the hearing, and the defendant spent the whole time staring at the floor. That is the rest of the story. On October 4, 1982, the witness was approached by a man who wanted some people smuggled into the United States. There were a dozen prospective illegal aliens, presumably from Haiti and San Salvador. The witness agreed to do it. He had a big truck that would be perfect for the purpose. Fee for the job, he set at $1,700. And the man who helped load the illegals into the truck that night was identified as Clement Degano. The witness was apprehended at the border. Degano was later implicated not only for this, but for other people's smugglings. So now Degano had been arrested, and as was his right, he's now facing his accuser. It's all the more interesting, then, when the defendant was brought to the Haskell Free Library for his hearing to see him so apparently disinterested in everything except the floor. The witness was ushered in to repeat his incriminating grand jury testimony, and Clem Degano continued to stare intently at the floor. The witness hemmed and hawed as though he were now less certain of his testimony than he had been before the grand jury, and the accused man stroked the floor back and forth with his eyes. The United States attorney glanced up at Degano, suddenly anxious. Four strapping United States marshals stood poised. Photographers began climbing on chairs, hoping to capture on film whatever might happen next. Television crews waited, and the accused, Clement Degano, more desperately than ever, stared at the floor only inches in front of him, at the thin black line running diagonally across the floor, the purposely painted line, which to the defendant meant the difference between prison and freedom. Clement Degano was eventually convicted and sent to jail. But his case will not soon be forgot. For you see, he was arrested by United States authorities, had to be tried in the United States, but the prosecution's star witness was a Canadian who refused to leave Canada for the proceedings. Canada granted him immunity. The United States might not. And so they met in the only place that they could have under the circumstances, in the Haskell Free Library and Opera House, in the hallway of the Haskell Free Library, which lies directly on the border. Directly on the United States-Canadian border between Vermont and Quebec. The thin black line on the hallway floor is the border, a line over which the accused, given half a chance, might have jumped the border and fled to the safety of Canada, to the immunity from prosecution forever. That's why he never took his eyes off the floor. And that's why armed marshals never took their eyes off him. Now you know the rest of the story.